secret talks have resumed between the Taliban in the US and Qatar. It has been reported by the Afghan government. The Taliban now have a political office in Doha. Several key Taliban men are there talking to US diplomats. And one of the key US allies, Britain, has also put its weight behind the negotiations. These talks were suspended by the Taliban leader Mullah Omar after the US forces burned the copies of the Holy Quran in Bagram Air Base earlier this year. But what has really prompted the US to talk to Taliban? Have they failed in their campaign here in Afghanistan?
Yes, a large number of troops have been killed in Afghanistan, and their strategy is wrong here over the Afghan policy, and what they are trying to do is not right.
Fighting, however, continues on the ground. It has become more violent than ever. The Taliban are stepping up their attacks on foreign troops to have more leverage in the negotiations. The US military is expanding its operations too.
Because when you talk about peace, I guess.
But for many here in Kabul, like this Afghan lawmaker, it's a complicated process. Farhunda Nadri says she's not opposed to talks, but it should be led by Afghans, not Americans.
The people of Afghanistan, they have the right to know about the peace process, and they have to be updated where it's going, you know, towards what's way or path it's moving to. But unfortunately, so far, it's not a transparent process.
To Obama's administration, getting the Taliban to hold talks is very crucial. But it's not a new policy at all. The US and President Karzai have been secretly negotiating with this militant group over the past several years. But each time, their talks ended with no major breakthrough. Now all eyes are on the talks in Doha, but it is still not known how long they will take. Experts here say that the Taliban leadership is back with some key conditions. An immediate withdrawal of foreign troops from this country and the release of key Taliban commanders from Bagram jail in Guantanamo Bay have been announced as their preconditions to lay down their weapons. It's widely believed here that their second demand may meet, but not the first one. The US does not want to leave Afghanistan anytime soon. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.